You're listening to
Radio
24 hours of
non-stop DJ. Only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Stay tuned for more great music.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans, and without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice, love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, May 6th, the Be Well Fest is being hosted at Chase Gym, including activities such as rock climbing, massage therapy, yoga, dance, and more. The Be Well Fest will be happening from 12 to 4 p.m. once again at the Chase Gym. Also on Wednesday, the Empire State Service Corps will be hosting their Comfort Over Chaos event, which allows a space for students to relax, study, and refuel before finals. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Union Square inside Hunt Union. On Thursday, May 7th, the Terpsichorean Dance Company has the first showing of their Spring 2026 show starting at 7 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. More showings are happening on Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 5 p.m., also in the Goodrich Theater and Fine Arts. Tickets are available online. On Friday, May 8th, head on over to the Midday Music Backyard Barbecue, where you can enjoy food and music, which will be happening from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the Quad. On Saturday, May 9th, the Earth Festival, which is an annual celebration of sustainability, community, and environmental stewardship, will be happening from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Chase Gym. And on Sunday, May 10th, join WONY for our senior brunch and send-off happening in the Craven Lounge located in the Morris Conference Center at 1 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hello, everybody. Happy Radiothon. How are we doing? This is NJ. My name's NJ, and we're at Radiothon. And this is my last Radiothon ever, so it's going to be an awesome one. So, yeah. We're here. Okay. So I had my show yesterday, right? My normal, regular, last Kitchen Sink is my normal show. It was the last one ever. And that was tragic and sad, but... Well, it wasn't tragic. It was actually really awesome. And on there, that I said that I was going to be doing a Whiplash-themed Radiothon, and I lied. I didn't want to do that. So I was thinking, what's next? Next is summer. Today, I heard someone say the words, have a great summer, and I said, huh? It's already that time of the year? Like, I was not anticipating that, but it is that time of year, which is crazy. It doesn't feel like it. The weather is not, it's not feeling like it, but also, like, I don't know. I'm not prepared to summer yet. I would like it to say spring forever. So I made today, my plan for today is to do summer songs. So these are all of the summer songs that I'm going to be hearing at home. Not all of them, some of them. I picked favorites, I think. But I also kind of made this frantically, as I always do, so that's fine. Today we also have an awesome guest appearance. real British actor, and I think he's just an actor. Kit Connor will be calling in. My good, close, personal friend Kit Connor will be calling in. And if we can get other British people to also call in today, that would be great. I'm thinking Paddington Bear, maybe Tan France, just to name a couple names. If anyone knows them, this worked last time, okay? I'll plant the seed right now. If you know anyone that might know Paddington Bear, besides me, Paddington's my best friend, right? But like sometimes he doesn't answer me. I don't know. We're kind of fighting right now, but it's okay. But if you know anyone that might know, or if you personally know Paddington Bear or Tan France, shoot anyone a text or a call so that we can get them on the show, okay? This is the last opportunity to get celebrities on the show, guys, and we're going to get Paddington Bear, Kit Connor, and Tan France, three British icons, on the show in 1 hour. We're going to do it. And because we're going to do that, I'm going to start playing music right now because we don't have a lot of time if we're going to have conversations with three British celebrities. So we're going to start with Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen, which to me is a very good summer song. I just like the way it starts. So here we go.
Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared. Understood.
Hello, everybody, and hello. We have a special guest here. Special guest, would you like to say hello?
Hello, I'm Kit Connor again.
Guys, Kit Connor is back on the show. Isn't this delightful? Aren't you delighted, Kit Connor?
I'm delighted to be here. It's always great to come onto the show.
So happy to have you back.
Of course.
You're my favorite actor and one of my favorite British people. That's kind of part of the goal today, actually, is to get as many British people to call in. And so I'm really grateful that you're the first British person to call in today. So thank you for being British.
Well, of course.
This has to be kind of quick since we're having 8 million British people call in today. But Kit Connor, can you congratulate me for graduating in a couple of days?
Yes, congratulations. It's a big moment in your life to graduate.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That means a lot. Are you still planning on coming to my drag-themed murder mystery grad party?
I plan on trying.
Okay, your answer has changed since the last time we spoke. Talk to me about that.
I have movies to shoot. There's...
You're not wrong.
I see that I'm credited with Elden Ring 2028. And
there's also, I heard a zombie movie that you might be in with the guy from Midsummer that peed on the holy tree.
I'm not aware of this movie as it is not in my discography on Google.
That was an awesome thing to say. Wow. Well, I saw a post somewhere that's happening, and it's supposed to be coming out this year. Now, maybe the interwebs were lying to me. I wouldn't be surprised if that were the case, But if they're not lying to me, you should be in a movie with zombies. So maybe look forward to that.
Yes, of course. I think I may be.
Okay, awesome.
I'm trying to find the name of it.
I think it's called Rapture.
Yes, I just found it.
Ha ha! Success.
So me, Will Poulter, and Manu Rios.
Exactly. There you go. Of course, of course. Do you have any wise words to say to the people listening to the radio?
I will say, never give up. Believe in yourself. Follow your dreams.
Wow.
Graduate college.
Graduate college. I'm doing that soon. Are you coming to my graduation?
I am.
Whoa. Guys, everybody, the 4:30 graduation, a celebrity is going to be there. So that sucks if you can't get tickets because you're not graduating. But Kit Connor will be at the 4:30 graduation. Are you going to do a signing event afterwards or no? Or are you just trying to keep a low profile?
I was planning on keeping a low profile, but I did just say it on the radio, so I may have to do a signing event.
Yeah, but who really listens to NJ on Radiothon besides my parents and my friends? And Paddington, I think he texted me, actually. We were beefing earlier, but he said that he got over it and he's going to call me, so.
The bear?
The bear, yeah.
He should do a signing event.
Yeah, if he's at graduation, he better do a signing event.
Does he have opposable thumbs?
I think so, because he can hold things. So, I think he's a very intelligent bear and a very, what's the word? Evolutionized. Yeah. Those bears from Peru, you know, they're a little different.
They are. Okay. They do have thumbs, I hope.
Yep.
But yes. I look forward to your graduation this weekend.
Thank you, me too.
We can fill a whole section with famous British people.
I really hope so, too. I want Tan France there. Harry Styles would be a plus, I guess. Not for me, but for other people. And I'm for the people, so whatever the people want, the people get. So.
Ah, yes.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to play a song now. But thank you for calling in, Kit Connor. You're the GOAT. Thanks for being such a support to Wony 90.9 FM. That took a lot out of me to say. And I hope your filming goes well.
Yes, well, thank you. I hope it does, too. Congratulations. Congratulations to all SUNY Oneonta graduates.
Period.
From this year.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll see you all at graduation.
With that Sharpie.
With that Sharpie.
There
I'll
you
find
go.
Anything.
Awesome. All right. Farewell, Kit Connor. You the GOAT.
Farewell.
Summer that'll never come. It's like someone's holding on to the tail of the sun. I wanna waste time and walk the line from my beat routine to where I'm feeling alright. I can't hold out, I don't care about offending. The world's descending. I know it's way too short, it rarely lasts too long. I'm just finding the floor, but when I look down, it's gone. Always be. I've never had the propensity to work, breed, and die. Well, I prefer to spend mine on the fly. The bee has got to be, and the flea has got to flee. But as for me, well, don't worry about me. I know it's way too short, it rarely lasts too long. I'm just finding the floor.
down, it's gone. I know it's way too short, it rarely lasts too long. I'm just finding the door, but when I turn around, when I turn around, it's gone. Seems like today I'm looking back. Well, maybe tomorrow I'll see further than my little head allows me to. And I'll be cruising and I'll crack. Oh, something better happened to these feelings that I'm going through. It's like someone's holding on to the tail of the sun. I wanna waste time and walk the line from my feet routine to where I'm feeling alright.
Alright.
I can't hold out, I don't care about offending. The world's descending. I know it's way too short, it rarely lasts too long. I'm just finding the floor, but when I look down, it's gone. I know it's way too short, it rarely lasts too long. I'm just finding the door, but when I turn around, when I turn around, it's gone. Seems like today I'm looking back. Well, maybe tomorrow I'll see further than my little head allows me to. Well, I'll be cruising and I'll crack. Oh, something better happened to these feelings that I'm going through. Well, maybe tomorrow I'll see further than my little head allows me to. I'll be cruising and I'm on track. There's nothing better happen to these feelings that I'm going through.
Hello, everybody. I'm back, and we have another special guest. Hello, special guest.
Hello there.
Hey. How's it going?
It's going great, NJ. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm okay. Paddington Bear.
Hi, Paddington Bear.
I wanted to say a few kind words, because I heard you were a really big fan of me.
I thought we were best friends. What do you mean I'm a big fan?
Well, I was just saying that because I'm a big fan of you.
Oh my god, I'm touched. Thanks, Paddington.
And I actually have a really big surprise.
Okay, wait. Do I get to
know? I actually brought on a guest with me.
Oh my gosh, you brought a guest?
It's actually a fellow British bear of mine.
There's two British bears? Wait.
I'd like to introduce my friend Winnie the Pooh.
Hi, I'm Winnie the Pooh.
Since when is Winnie the Pooh British? Has he always been British? Have you always been British, Winnie the Pooh?
I have always been British.
Oh, and
you
my
know
goodness.
About me being British? I love honey as well.
What do you know about Christopher Robin?
He's my best friend. He always brings me honey and more honey. I really love honey.
I'm more of a fan of marmalade myself.
NJ.
Yes.
Do you like honey?
I love honey. I'm crying.
I put honey
guys.
On everything.
Oh my god.
I put honey on my fish. I put honey on my toys. I put honey on my belly. And I hear my belly rumble. And I want more honey.
Wow, bro. You like honey a lot, huh?
And I like that marmalade, personally. I like to put it on everything.
Do you?
I put that on my hat.
Now I have a question for you, Paddington and Winnie the Pooh.
Yes?
In regards to marmalade and honey, do you hashtag need that or no?
Every day. Every day, night, I sleep with a big bowl of honey.
That's really awesome, dude. That's really cool.
As Paddington the Bear, I hashtag need that.
Need that. You know, and Jay, I'll send you a big jar of honey after you show us a graduation gift.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much, Winnie the Pooh. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
As Paddington the Bear, you're my favorite American. Indeed you are.
Oh my gosh, thank you guys so much.
We're not big fans of Americans, but we like you.
Unless they give me honey.
I'll give you honey, my goat. I'll give you so much honey. All the
American honey.
Yeah, but I'll make it myself.
I hope it tastes as good as the British honey.
I think it will. I'll make the bees myself. Don't worry. Don't you fret.
Sounds yummy.
NJ?
Yeah?
How do you know Kit Connor?
We're close personal friends.
Oh! Kit Connor is my close personal friend.
Don't
we
even
live next
say
door
that.
To him.
You live next
in the 100
door?
Acre wood?
Oh my god.
Yes! The 100 acre wood is right next to Kit Connor's house. He always brings me honey.
What a good guy. Wait, do I hashtag need that Kit Connor?
Yes. He'll bring you lots of honey. He yummy like that marmalade. Yes. You get both. Pooh Bear need that hashtag yum yum. Yum yum, yum yum.
NJ need that yum yum.
Ooh.
NJ need that Kit Connor yum yum.
With a spot of tea, Kit Connor.
And a little honey on his belly.
Wait, okay, so I don't know if you guys know my friends, Savannah and Katie, but we were somewhere. We also have a friend, Josh, and I think we were all together, and someone said something about someone being a tall glass of water, and I don't remember who they were talking about. Was it Kit Connor?
What about a big pot of honey?
I think it was honey, actually.
Oh, you know what?
I think you guys are right. We love honey out here. That sounds like something maybe Savannah would say.
Yeah, my good friend Savannah. Savannah and Winnie the Pooh, like are you guys best friends? I feel like you guys would get along.
Of course. We are best friends. I think Savannah said she would get a tattoo of my face and honey on her body sometime.
That's really awesome. I'm going to hold her to that, actually.
As Paddington, I'd like to say, we actually have four friends as well, right, Pooh Bear?
Indeed.
We are friends with all bears. So it's me, Paddington, Winnie the Pooh, then Care Bear, the Share Bear, Care Bear, then Yogi Bear.
Okay, so
that's kind of our polycule.
Wow, wait. Okay, so like in your polycule, right, out of the four of you, like, which one would be someone from, like, my polycule? You know, like me, Katie, Savannah, and Josh.
Oh, that's a great question.
Well, I think maybe NJ would be me.
The Paddington.
Paddington.
Of course.
I think maybe Savannah would be Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think Josh would be Katie would be Yogi Bear.
And Josh would be a Care Bear. Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
Picking a basket. But Yogi's not very British.
This is true, he's not.
But you know, very American.
He tries. He's so good because he always brings me honey.
In that picking a basket.
Yes. A big jar of honey and marmalade.
In that picking a basket.
Yes, well, I'll help. I'll tell Yogi Bear to come meet you out in the street one day.
At the Yellow Deli.
And bring you a big jar of honey.
It's a Simeone on a graduation, perhaps.
Yes. And I'll send a bunch of flowers, too.
From Rabbit's Garden.
But if a bee is in it, can you send it back? I need it for my honey.
Of course. I'll do anything for you, Winnie the Pooh.
All right. NJ, we have had so much fun on this podcast.
Indeed, but now it's time for me to eat more honey.
We're going to have a spot of tea, and we're going to have some marmalade with toast on the side with more honey, because my tummy is rumbling.
Perfect.
I'm so hungry.
Well, I hope you guys enjoy. And maybe I'll see you guys soon.
Well, maybe you need to come. We can save some for you. And if you do come, can you bring another jar of honey?
Of course, of course. I'll bring you guys marmalade and honey and a picnic basket and some awesome sauce.
Hashtag need that.
Hashtag need that.
Hashtag need that.
Well, thank you guys for calling in.
I hope you have a great graduation.
Ugh, thank you. Oh, my goodness.
You're going to be the best graduate.
You think so? Probably.
Indeed. I think so.
So awesome. Well, thank you guys.
Honey.
I'll make sure to bring honey with me to graduation.
Yay! Oh, my God, yay!
Perfect. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, friends. You're awesome.
Welcome. You're awesome too, NJ.
Oh, thanks. All right. Enjoy your feast.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay. Well, those were our friends. Winnie the Pooh and Paddington Bear, both British bear icons. And maybe more British people will call us. But before more British people call us, let's play some music. Let's do that.
I can see a little more clearly. Like every single move you make, kissing me so carefully on the corners of my dreaming eyes. I've got a midnight bottle, gonna drink it down. A one-way ticket takes you to the times we had before, when everything felt so right. Like you had me, 'cause lately I've been stumbling. It feels like I'm recovering, but I think it's only for tonight. I got a midnight bottle, gonna drink it down. A one-way ticket takes me to the times we had before, but everything felt so
sometimes you're crazy. They wonder why I'm such a baby.
Was Only Wanna Be With You by Hootie and the Blowfish. What a fun name. Hootie and the Blowfish. Hootie and the Blowfish. Awesome. Before that was Midnight Bottle by Kobe Calais, and then Harvest Moon by Neil Young. And we got to hear from two British icons, Paddington Bear and Winnie the Pooh. Shout out to my favorite bears. Actually, just to not offend them, let me keep it at that. But there's some other bears that I like. Like Smokey the Bear is probably my favorite, besides the Paddington Bear, because Paddington's awesome. But yeah. Welcome to Radiothon. This is Radiothon, 24 hours of radio. It's actually almost over. After me, there's one more slot, and then Radiothon 2026 is over. I'm playing summer music because it should be summer soon, hopefully. Everyone's leaving for the summer soon. Or already. I had a couple people already move out. Or I know of a couple people that already, like, are gone. And that's crazy. I'm graduating, so I guess I'm here till Sunday because my graduation's late. And Kit Connor's going to be at the graduation signing things. But I didn't say that because he's not actually going to be there, and I'm not actually friends with Kit Connor, but just needed to make that clear in case there's legal issues with, like, impersonating celebrities that's happening right now. We're not. We're having fun. It's Kit Connor spelled differently than Kit Connor's actual name. And, okay, anyways. I just got distracted. There was someone outside the window. Awesome. I don't know what to talk about. Once the bears came on here, I was like, holy moly. And now I'm like, holy moly. Guys, I graduate so soon and it's so awesome. And I can't wait to go home. I keep saying that, like, or I keep thinking to myself, I can't wait to, like, be home and, like, be healthy. I feel like when I'm here, I'm not healthy. And I'm excited to feel healthy at home. So that should be exciting. And I get to see my dog every single day, and that should be fun. I don't know. We'll see what home brings, because I don't know yet. But I also get to redecorate and, like, reorganize my room, which I'm kind of excited for, and kind of not excited for, because that's a lot of work. But yeah. Okay. More summer music, why don't we? We only have a handful of minutes left before it's the next person's turn. I'm going to play Sailing by Christopher Cross because that is the summer song of all summer songs in my eyes. Oh, I do want to note, actually, all these summer songs, these are all songs that, like, get played around my house frequently during the summer. They're all very chill. Like Harvest Moon, like, dude, that's like I'm sitting outside and I'm soaking up the sun and I have no cares in the world. That's beautiful. We need more of that energy during the other seasons. So, yeah. Like, Sailing, too. It's just like I'm sitting on a boat. Shout out Kurt. If you're listening, I'm sure you're not. I feel like my old neighbor Kurt would listen to this song. Maybe he wouldn't. But sitting on a sailboat, he boats. To Kurt. Here we go.
Sailing
That was Sailing by Christopher Cross, and I have one more song I'm going to play, and I don't know what it is yet, because the two songs that I have left are too long to fit. Maybe, I don't know. What are we thinking, guys? Let me say my closing remarks now, so then I can just play the song and then leave. Okay. Thank you to Woni for being awesome. This is the first club I joined, and it's the best club in the world. This was super fun to be able to do for my whole time at Oneonta. It's been awesome. I've played so much different music, but also a lot of the same music. And so that's fun and cool, I guess. Yes. Thanks to everyone that's tuned in right now. Thanks to everyone that's ever tuned in the world. Thank you to our awesome special guests that have both sat in the studio with me and also called in and been silly with me. And it's been awesome. And now we're going to play Margaritaville because it's almost summer. Good luck on finals. Safe travels back home. I love you all. Happy Woni. Happy Radiothon. Happy awesomeness. I'm going to go eat sushi after this, and I'm really excited. Here is Margaritaville.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp dead back in at the bar. Wasting away. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How I got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame.
I love you, Woni. Happy Radiothon. I hope everyone has a beautiful, beautiful, awesome, amazing finals week, regular week if you're not a student. A happy summer, happy spring, happy graduation. Farewell.
The lapses in judgment, though, still left wanting. I get
listening to
Radio
24 hours of
non-stop DJ only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Stay tuned for more great music.
Again with that canine crime fighter who's been keeping our neighborhood safe for 25 years.
And that's 175 in dog years.
Here he is, McGruff the crime dog.
Thanks, Joy.
You know what I like about you?
Lay it on me, kid.
You've always had a very smart, sane approach to safe streets. What's your advice today?
Sharp garden shears.
Whoa, taking matters into your own hands?
You might say that, but I go after bushes in front of houses. A few clips and bad guys can't hide out.
Yeah.
Also, better